Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. There is a machlokas brought in the Gemara about until when you are permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, everybody agrees that you have to stop eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. You're supposed to finish it by midnight, and there's no particular machlokas about that. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that the midnight deadline is mid-de-oraisa. Mid-de-oraisa, you must finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight, and any Korban Pesach that is not done by midnight becomes nosar. Nosar is, of course, the word that we use for any korban that is left past its time, and therefore it becomes nosar. However, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim agree that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight. But that, they say, is a gzeirah d'rabbanan. Mid-de-oraisa, you actually have until sunrise. And so even though you have to finish by midnight, it wouldn't become nosar until sunrise. Our Mishnah Tess, follows the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, the Mishnah says, HaPesach achar chatzos, the Korban Pesach, after midnight. Of course, when we say midnight, we're talking here about shel zmanios. We're talking about relative hours. So really, basically, sunset to sunrise divided by two. Right, midnight, mitame sedayim. It is nosar, and nosar is mitame midrabanan. It's mitame yadayim. So if one touches nosar, one has to wash the sedayim, because they would have to, they become tame. So our Mishnah kind of elaborates, right, after chatzos, the Korban Pesach becomes tame, but is mitame yadayim. If you touch it, your hands become tame. And that's because ha-pigul ve-ha-nosar mitame nesayadayim. Pigul and nosar are both mitame yadayim midrabanan. So nosar, we've already explained. Nosar is any korban left past its time of eating. So the Chachamim made a gezera that nosar should be mitame yadayim, should make the yadayim tame, make your hands tame. And the reason for that gezera is because of lazy kohanim. The kohanim, if they weren't if you had some lazy kohanim and they didn't rush to finish the kodshim in time and to do all of the avodas that need to be done in time, people, they just might be a little bit lazy and, all right, something doesn't get finished. You can't do everything. So they might not be so makbid on that. However, no kohen ever wants to be tame, because a kohen who's tame can't eat truma, he can't eat kodshim. And if he does eat truma or kodshim while he's tame, that's Isra Misa B'nei Shemayim. So now this is Tumah D'Rabbanan, so it wouldn't be Misa, but still, Tumah is something that Kohanim took very, very seriously. And so even a Kohen who might be lazy about taking care of the Korbanos properly and making sure that everything gets done on time and gets eaten on time would be very particular to make sure that he doesn't become Tumah. So when you tell him that the meat is now going to be Tumah and it's going to make you Tumah if it's left over, they would be careful not to leave any over. Similarly, pigul is a korban that was brought with the intent to eat it after its time is over. So that is to say, for example, if one shechted the Korban Pesach and had in mind, while shechting the Korban Pesach, I'm going to eat this tomorrow for lunch, which of course you can't do because the Korban Pesach has to be done that night. Either, again, according to Ed Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in our Mishnah, or becomes Nosar by morning, according to Chachamim. So if you have the intention to eat it tomorrow, so that makes it pigul, which means it's pasul immediately. And you're chayav kares if you eat it, even if you eat it within the time. Okay, so the issue here is that by having the wrong thought, you've ruined the korban. And so the Chachamim goes there here as well, that the meat should become tame and mitame yadayim because of corrupt kohanim. Because there were kohanim who would if they didn't like you and you got them upset, so they would make your korban pasul. And then you weren't yotze. You didn't know and you weren't yotze. Not only that, if you eat it, so it's shogeg, if you didn't know about it, but they made you chayiv in nisar kares b'shogeg. And this is a big bad thing. But again, it sounds very, very odd to us. But even kohanim who wouldn't care about ruining other people's karbanos and putting them in a position to violate serious sins still wouldn't want to get their hands tummy. And if you tell them that this is going to make their hands tummy, they're going to stay away from ruining people's karbanos. At any rate, pigul and nosar are something we talk about a lot more in Kodshim, in Seder Kodshim. our purposes, we only need to know that because Nosar is Metame Seidayim, the Karban Pesach is Metame Yadayim after midnight, according to Rabbi Azariah. And of course, the Chacham would disagree with Rabbi Azariah, would still say that the Karban Pesach is Metame Seidayim come morning time. The final topic in Maseches Pesachim is the brachos for the Karban Chagiga and the Karban Pesach. They each have, besides, of course, there's a bracha for eating food. But this is not, we're talking about food brachos, we're talking about mitzvah brachos. Like the matzah, right, we make a motzvah lechem in aretz, of course, because it's bread. But then after that, we also make a brachos a mitzvah. Asher kiddushanu mitzvah savet tzivanu al achilas matzah. So too, the Karban Chagiga and other karbanos have a bracha, asher kiddushanu mitzvah savet tzivanu al achilas hazevach. And the Karban Pesach has a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Savet Tzivanu Al Achilas HaPesach. Okay? Now, the Karban Pesach, as we learned much earlier in the Masechta, the Karban Pesach, the blood is poured at the base of the Mizbeach. Right? That's called Shficha. The blood is poured. The Chagiga, like most Karbanos, the blood is thrown at the side of the Mizbeach, from a distance, not far, far away, but from a distance, it's thrown at the side of the Mizbeach. Now, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva have a disagreement about blood, which also carries over into a disagreement about the brachos. Rabbi Yishmael says that if you're supposed to throw the blood, but instead you poured the blood, right, that's still a form of throwing, right? Because the blood came through your power against the wall, and so you're still yotze. So, in other words, if you did the avodas hadam of the Karban Chagiga, which is supposed to be with Zvika, but you did it like the Karban Pesach with Shvicha, you could be yotze. So too, says Rabbi Yishmael, Beirach, Berachas HaPesach, if you make the bracha on the Karban Pesach, Potar Eshel Zevach. That includes the Chagiga. Just like you could be Yotze with the same kind of Avodah Hadam, you could also be Yotze with the same bracha. And saying the bracha on the Karban Pesach also includes the Karban Chagiga, and you don't have to make a separate bracha. Right? However, the inverse is not true, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. If you were supposed to pour the blood at the base of the Mizbeach, and instead you threw it from a distance, there is no way to view that as pouring. And therefore, you weren't Yotze. And so just like the Karban Pesach cannot be Yotze with the Avodas Adam of the Chagiga, so too, it can't be Yotze with the Bracha of the Chagiga. And therefore, Beirach Eshel Zevach, if you made the Bracha Al Achilas HaZevach, Lo Pater Eshel Pesach, you still have to make a separate Bracha on the Karban Pesach, al achilas ha-Pesach, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel's perspective. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says Zrika and Shvicha are discrete avodos, right? Throwing the blood on the Mizbeach is one avoda, and pouring the blood at the base of the Mizbeach is a different avoda, and neither includes the other. If you have a Karban that you're supposed to throw on the Mizbeach and you pour it instead, you're not Yotze. If you have a Karban you're supposed to pour on the base of the Mizbeach and instead you throw it, you're not Yotze. And therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo zo poteres zo, velo zo poteres zo. Just as the avodos are discrete and different, and if you did the avodos adam of one, you were not Yotze for the other, right, with the blood of the other, you're not Yotze. So too, the brachos are discrete, and each must have its own bracha, and if you make a brachas a zevach, you're not Yotze the Karban Pesach, and you have to make a brachas achilas a Pesach, and if you make a bracha achilas a Pesach, you're not Yotze for the zevach, and you have to make a bracha al achilas a zevach. This brings us to the end of Maseches Pesachim, Salek Maseches Pesachim. Congratulations to all those who learned the entire Maseches Pesachim with us. We will shortly continue with Maseches Shekalim.